8-1.
AAWOJ.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 20 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement.
N8ROZ mobile.
KCKJO.
Hey Tom, how you doing? Nick over here. N8ROZ. How's the day going for you?
Very windy. I mean, besides for the extremely cold air, and you got the wind to boot on top of it, and very chilly, but I'm being blown all over the freeway. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no joke, that wind is kicking. I'm on the watch here right now, so kind of down, below the walls. I'm not feeling it as much, but I definitely been seeing the snow flying off the roofs and everything. For being close to freezing, it should feel warmer compared to what we had, but now that wind is brutal.
Yeah, I'm being blown around like a kite, I swear. And I mean, this is a pretty heavy Transit 150 with all the crap I got back there. But still, it's a rolling brick.
Yeah, I'm just in a little hatchback here. I'm not picking up too much of the wind, but I'm sure once if I get to a clearing, it'll feel it. So, at least the sun's out. That makes things a little bit better.
Oh, yeah, I agree on that part. And if the wind wasn't here, it'd be a decent day, even though it's, 20-some-odd degrees outside. But the sun shining down on you kind of warms it up. But with this wind, it just goes right across the nape of your neck, and then you're chilled.
Yeah, so whereabouts you at today? Cruising down, on my way downtown right now, but, my mom was up there in Fenton. She said it was, snow was pretty thick coming down when I talked to her earlier.
Oh, this point was ridiculous. I went down Mound Road from 18 and a half mile, and then, you know, it's like white out, and just big thick flakes and everything else like that. But then once I got south of Big Beaver, 16 miles, it cleared, but the roads are for crap. You know, right here on 275, it's not too bad. I mean, the roads are clear, I'm doing speed. But that wind is just a killer, man. It just knocks you to one side.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's been a while since I've been on 275, but they do have those open, pretty wide open stretches. I'm sure that wind is pushing around. There's a couple of spots like on 75 that are like that, too, but I always remember that from driving on 275. It gets bad.
Yeah, no kidding, man. It's just, I mean, I'm just getting flown one side to the other.
Did I hear another station in there? If there's a breaking station, go ahead.
I'll say that again, Nick.
Thought I heard another station trying to key up when you started keying up there. Might have been something just quick on another channel over here that I mixed up, but yeah, now I can't remember what you were saying before.
No, you did hear another voice. It was in my other radio. I got my coworker's up ahead of me, and he says, I got 4 miles to walk, and we got 6.5 miles to the gas station. And we're on GMRS on that one.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't sure if that was coming through the repeater or what. Okay, yeah. No, I'm heading downtown just on a quick lunch break, trying to pick up some tickets. See George Clinton at the Opera House. He's performing the end of this month with the full orchestra there. So thought I better check him out before he's getting up there. So it might be a good chance to see him before he's all done.
Well, there you go. All right, let me go see what my coworker is doing, make sure I'm not going to find him on the side of the road. So, Jose 73 on your final. I'll be back out in a bit. KCAK, Joe.
All right. Nice chatting with you. Be safe out there. Stay warm and try to hold the lane. We'll catch you next time. And AROZ.
WDAKLO.
Hey, what's up, Greg? How's it going today?
Oh, doing pretty good. Just sitting here watching the snow squalls outside.
Yeah, we were getting it earlier in the morning, but yeah, my mom, like I said, I talked to her. She's up there in Fenn. She said she could barely see out to the street. It was kicking pretty good.
Yeah, it's stopped now, but it was coming down pretty good. So, how you been? You been out doing any POTA?
I have not been, trying to stay warm. My son was pretty sick with the flu there, so kind of just been taking it easy, nursing him back to health, and I've been hanging around the house. I worked on redoing some old furniture, the webbing underneath the couch, and just working, taking it easy. How about you? Been back out there?
Well, that's good you're taking care of your son there. Hopefully he's doing better. No, I have not. That day you came out there, it was 45-mile-an-hour wind, and it was cold, and I have not been out since. I'm more of a fair-weather guy.
Yeah, I don't blame you there. It's going to have to wait at least a couple weeks before probably see anything getting warmer. I don't even know. It might be longer than that. We'll see.
Yeah, we got winter field day this weekend, and man, I tell you, those guys that are going to be out there doing that are going to be they're going to be cold. I know that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Looking at the news, I forgot about the. I know a new field day was coming up, but I forgot about the exact dates. And looking at the news, it looks like that cold weather is going to be taking over a pretty good portion of the country.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
Yeah, I think it's going to be brutal Saturday and Sunday. I don't know. I think they were talking 15 below zero or something like that. But, yeah, they can have that winter field day. I think I'll sit in the shack and just be warm.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. We'll wait it out for some warmer weather.
Yeah, I was hunting some POTUS stations today, and these guys down in Florida and Georgia and that are freezing. I'm like, you guys are freezing down there? Come on.
Yeah, I guess it's all relative. But they are talking about getting some snow and ice and colder weather down there, so it's definitely not what they're used to.
Yeah, but these guys are doing POTA in parks, you know, and it's like 60 degrees and it's cold. All right, Nick, I'm going to let you go here. Good talking with you. We'll chat again. WDAKLL, be clear after yours.
All right, Greg, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm just pulling up by the Opera House here downtown, trying to grab some tickets to see this defunct George Clinton and with the full orchestra. So I'll catch you next time. 73NAROZ.
You know if the mothership's going to be there?
It's got to be. I don't know. I haven't heard too much about the details of what it is, but I don't think he's got a ton more time. He's getting up there, so I'm trying to take this opportunity to see him coming up here on the 31st.
Yeah, I was thinking about it as well. I don't think Bootsy's going to be there. I was always a big Bootsy fan, but still should be good to see George possibly one last time. Well, enjoy. You have to jump in here and let us know how it was, because I don't think I'll be going.
Yeah, will do. He was playing at the soundboard at Motor City Casino quite a bit, and I always was talking about going to see him and never got around to it, so I'm like, this is the time we're going to do it. So, yeah, I'll definitely get back in here and let you know.
All right, sounds good. Hey, coming up on my next stop. Got to get some lunch and then can't drag my feet. Got a meeting at 1, so catch you later. Enjoy the show. W8FU.
All right, be safe and warm out there. Catch you next time. N8ROZ. Looking for some parking.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 19 degrees.
WAFU. Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 18 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Snow. 17 degrees.
KE8RUH.
What's going on, Anthony?
What's up, Tom?
Making my way back to the homestead, or at least to Richmond, so I can get my eyeballs checked that time of year again.
Well, out of all the checkups, that's probably not a bad one to have to go to, assuming they're not dilating your pupils or anything.
No, I don't do contacts anymore, so probably won't.
Cool. Hopefully they didn't change too much, and you can just keep the same glasses, because I feel like there's nothing more expensive than glasses.
Yeah, there is. Contacts.
And Motorola radios.
Yeah, those are a little bit pricey, too.
Have you been lucky enough that you haven't had to travel too far in this crummy weather we've been having the last few days, or have you been all over the state?
I was off Monday for the holiday, and then last Thursday I was off for funeral arrangements. And my coworker went to Bay City and got stuck in all that snowy stuff. Oh, no, wait, Tuesday he went to Bay City. That's right. I went to Highland Park.
Well, that's not so bad. You got to stay pretty local. I think they're talking a little bit more snow over the weekend, but I don't know. I think I just heard something, a few inches Sunday night maybe, or Sunday during the day.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the snow bit.
Yeah, this couple inches every other day is getting a little annoying, but, you know, I guess if it's going to be cold, there might as well be some snow. It'd be better if it just snowed on the weekend, so.
You know, I'm kidding, because I hate driving in this crap. Even though I have an all-wheel drive truck, I still don't like it.
No, it's terrible, and it makes everybody else into a terrible driver.
And then you have those select few individuals that think that they're down to get to the road, and because they have an all-wheel drive vehicle or a 4x4, they go, I can plow through that. And then actually all the other ones in the ditch while you drive by going, hey, dummy.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that more than once.
Yeah, it's kind of been working this week. sure we could have picked up something else today from somewhere, but I got a 6:30 at, you know. Actually, the sooner I get there, the faster they can get me in. So, I'm about an hour out. But then it's right down the street from the house, so it's not that far.
That's perfect. The sooner you get there and get out, the sooner you get home. That's always nice. I know you pull a lot of late evenings, so it's probably really nice when you get to be home early.
No, because then I have to make dinner because my wife is too tired to make dinner. I have to let the dogs out, take care of the cats, blah, blah, blah.
So all that stuff happens if you're not there?
If I'm working late, yeah, she lets the dogs out and all that, but when I come home, you know, pop home early, I mean, technically my hours are 10 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., but because it's, you know, late on work and stuff, I get up and I leave, you know, just after 7 o'clock, meet up with the coworker, and then we go bang out these runs and then do, or, you know, go wherever and do whatever they need to do kind of thing. And that's how we run into the extra time. So besides that, you know, when I get home, I want to relax. But the wife's like, oh, can you do this? Can you want to make dinner? I'm like, no.
I know how that goes. I end up making dinner most nights.
I mean, it all depends on what it is. I really don't mind making dinner, you know, but, you know, certain ways I do things are different than when she does. She was going to make spaghetti last night, but we were out of spaghetti sauce. She was like, now what? I'm like, well, I'm going to be passing by Kroger's. I can go get it at Kroger's, or you just want to eat out of Ken's. So she ordered Ken's, and that's what we had for dinner because it was just her and I. My daughter probably won't eat. I even know she's coming home because she doesn't feel the greatest.
Yep, I get the same thing. I like to cook, but I like to make what I want to make, and it usually entails grilling most. And then it's like, well, why do we only eat that? Like, well, I'm the only one that's cooking. That's what I want to take. So it every once in a while, it'll be like, well, I want this. Like, okay, you should make it then.
Exactly. Well, she makes chili. She makes a mean chili, you know. Very simple recipe kind of thing. And makes it to my liking. My daughter does not like chili. She does not like spaghetti, you know, or anything like that. She's very simple. And her comfort food is a burger.
I mean, yeah, who doesn't like a burger? But if you don't like pasta, that's crazy.
No, she doesn't like spaghetti sauce. She likes bellflowers with butter and salt. That's what Grandma used to make when she was little. So she'll eat that. But that's about it. If we make tacos, you know, she's very simple. Just meat and cheese. She doesn't put all the stuff in it. But I think tonight we're going to try chicken fajitas. She might eat that.
Ooh, chicken fajitas sounds good.
Yeah, my wife asked me, what do you want for dinner? I'm like, well, Rachel's going to be home. I'm like, well, why don't you just make chicken fajitas or something like that, you know? Get some chicken tenders or chopped chicken from Week's Market. You know, grill it up and then, you know, put some Italian dressing in it and stir fry the vegetables and we'll have that. Nice and simple. And it tastes good.
Yep, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, she can't wait to try out her fox hunting antenna. She's really excited about that.
Yeah, that was pretty fun last week. Are you going to do this repeater crawl this evening?
I'm gonna try. When I get home, like I said, I gotta bring my laptop in and, you know, go upstairs and see what I can and cannot hit, kind of thing. So I'll give it a shot. I got the antenna up in the attic.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get on it. I got my wife is having friends over tonight to play euchre for the euchre club, and they're doing it in the basement, which is where my desk is with my radio stuff. So I will likely be kicked out of the house for a few hours and won't be able to get to the radio till far later than that. So probably not at all tonight, because by the time they leave, I'll be in bed.
Well, doesn't she have another room that she can play euchre in?
Yeah, but it's most convenient that they play in the basement. We got the space and the table, all that stuff set up down there. I also told my daughter that I'd go out to dinner while they're playing cards, so I'll have to get in on the next one.
Yeah, I'm sure the room where my radio's at is a mess. You know, it's my daughter's library, and now it's become her clothes collection location. She got so many clothes, it's ridiculous, and her dresser is already full. But we'll see.
Yeah, I was looking. I think I'd be able to hit most of those from my mobile that is a base station in the house. So it would be fun. Probably would not be able to do anything on the simplex, because I don't think anyone is close to me that would be closer to net control.
Bring it south, so I should be able to hit. I know I can hit 47-2. I know I can hit Richmond. I think I can hit the Warren Tower. I think I hit G-Mark, and I'm pretty sure I bounced the double nickel when I was up there messing around.
Yeah, I don't think I can hit Richmond, but I can definitely hit FBI, I can hit double nickel, I can hit 7.2, but I don't think Richmond or Simplex I'd be able to hit.
I don't know, it's going to be interesting. I'm going to give it a shot. My daughter wants to join me while my wife watches all her NCIS and 9/11 shows and all that other junk.
I don't think NCIS is new yet. That is one of the few shows that I still watch, which is hilarious. But, I still watch that show, and I don't think it's new till maybe even next month.
She watches a rerun. She also watches Law and Order SVU or CSI SVU, whatever it is. Every time I turn on, it's something different. My time is 9:15 to 10:25 on Get TV, which is the emergency, and that's a gimme.
What's that at 9:15 to 10:25?
Emergency, Johnny and Roy, Station 51.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
I grew up on that show. I have the entire collection on DVD, but still, I like to watch it every night.
That's pretty funny, yeah. There's some old shows like that I can watch because I watched them when I was a kid. A lot of the Nick at Night shows and things like that that are just classic.
Well, when I moved out to California for a couple of years, being involved with the Sheriff's Department, that was one of my hangouts, was Robert A. Pineda Station, because it was right down the street from my from the station that I operated out of. So I'd go back there and take back the paperwork or whatever else.
Well, that's pretty cool.
And my mom worked at Rand Park Emergency, which is actually Harbor UCLA Medical Center. So, and I visited there a couple times, get some stitches.
I think we've all made a couple visits to get some stitches.
Yeah, let's just say I was accident prone as a kid. I've broken my right hand. Arguing with my sister over a 10th speed. Broke my left arm, kicking a ball. And then, yeah, that's about it when I was a kid. Oh my gosh, and then I ripped my finger open, opening up a can of cat food. That was in L.A. So I got stitches on that. And then when I moved back here and started doing certain things, then it just snowballed.
Yeah, those first couple do sound like accident-prone. I was going to say maybe you weren't accident-prone, but you were, I don't know, pushing the limit, but it sounds like those are accident-prone events.
Yeah, I broke my right hand off probably a week before my son was born because I fell out of a truck.
Were these accidents, did they, was there alcohol involved?
Good afternoon.
No.
16.
Fell out of the back of the truck, moving some pallets, and, moving boxes on the pallet at work. Not the job that I'm doing now, but I worked at a plastic shop, and I was a delivery, I was a truck driver, and the box slipped. And then the bottom of the box had staples, and it got caught on the pallet. My hand slipped off, and I stumbled out of the truck and landed on the ground. My entire body weight run on my right hand, and it kind of bent it backwards severely.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks. That's no good. Hopefully, since you've been staying much more healthy.
Oh, we won't go there. I just saw my ortho Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. Went to my ortho appointment because my right shoulder's been bothering me, and I thought I ripped all the repairs that he did into it, you know, from a rotator cuff injury. And because I fell on the snow, slipped, and my entire body weight went on my right shoulder. Right now we're just trying anti-inflammatories for a month and see what happens from there.
That sucks. Yeah, 2 weeks ago I was out just walking around the neighborhood, slipped and fell on some ice, and man, that sucked. And it was not a bad fall, but you know, none of us are getting any younger, so it hurt pretty bad for a couple days.
Yeah, well, let's see here. I fractured my spine sledding with my kids at Stony Creek. And there was a rut, didn't see it, and we had this old plastic sled. Going down, hit that rut, and slammed so hard I got a compression fracture and snapped off pieces of my vertebrae. And that was, jeez. That was back when my son was like 4, 5, maybe older. And, so that's been bothering me here and there because of the arthritis in there. I still see the fracture, so it's like, okay.
Man, that's not good. Hey, I'm almost pulling into the driveway. Probably got one more.
All right, dude. Try to stay warm tomorrow. I hear it's supposed to be really crappy. Hopefully you got indoor work to do with me. Keeping it that way. We're putting off anything outside later. So, all right. Have a good one. 73 KJO.
All right, Tom. Have a great day. And, yeah, I'll be indoors tomorrow. And hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great night. K8RUH.
W-A-R-I-T.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy.
Hey,
14 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 15 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 15 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Good evening, 2000 hours, snow, 17 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, snow, 16 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 14 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement.